setting out on a new venture is always dicey. You take that first step somewhat tentatively. You want it to be a good start. You don't want to upset people on day one. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Back in my IT consulting days, when I'd begin a new project with a new client, those first few days were always difficult. What's the lay of the land? Who are the power brokers whose toes I don't want to step on? So let's say you're the son of God. Up to now, you've been tucked away in a nice, safe little carpenter shop in Nazareth, making, I don't know, chairs, doors, coffins perhaps. But then the day comes when you have to step out into what your father sent you here to do. So how did Jesus handle that transition from the old to the new, from the familiar to the new venture that would lead to the cross? Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee and told people the good news from God. He said, "The right time is now here. God's kingdom is very near. Change your hearts and your lives and believe the good news." John the Baptist has just been thrown into jail, soon to be executed. You'd think Jesus would play it safe. But no, instead, he calls people to account for their sin. He challenges their entrenched behaviours. He calls them to turn away from evil and back to God. So seriously did he take their sin and ours that he was prepared to lay down his life to call us out of it. The right time is now. God's kingdom is very near. Change your heart and your life and believe the good news. That's his word fresh for you today. Letting go of sin is tough, but here's some good news, because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results, and we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.